Book 2, The Book of the Traveller of the Worlds, Canto 7, The Descent into Night, pages 204 to 205. In silence the inaudible voices spoke. Hands that none saw planted the fatal grain. No form was seen, yet a dire work was done. An iron decree in crooked uncials written, imposed a law of sin and adverse fate. Life looked at him with changed and somber eyes. Her beauty he saw, and the yearning heart in things, that with a little happiness is content, answering to a small ray of truth or love. He saw her gold sunlight and her far blue sky, her green of leaves and hue and scent of flowers, and the charm of children and the love of friends, and the beauty of women and kindly hearts of men, but saw too the dreadful powers that drive her moods and the anguish she has strewn upon her ways, fate waiting on the unseen steps of men, and her evil and sorrow and last gift of death. A breath of dissolution and decadence, corrupting, watched for life's maturity, and made to rot the full grain of the soul. Progress became a purveyor of death. A world that clung to the law of a slain light, cherished the putrid corpses of dead truths, hailed twisted forms as things free, new and true, beauty from ugliness and evil drank, feeling themselves guests at a banquet of the gods, and tasted corruption like a high-spiced food. A darkness settled on the heavy air. It hunted the bright smile from nature's lips and slew the native confidence in her heart, and put fear's crooked look into her eyes. The lust that warps the spirit's natural good, replaced by a manufactured virtue and vice, the frank spontaneous impulse of the soul, afflicting nature with the dual's lie, their twin values whetted a forbidden zest, made evil a relief from spurious good. The ego battened on righteousness and sin, and each became an instrument of hell. It rejected heaps by a monotonous road. The old simple delights were left to lie on the wasteland of life's descent to night. All glory of life was dimmed, tarnished with doubt. All beauty ended in an aging face. All power was dubbed a tyranny cursed by God, and truth a fiction needed by the mind. The chase of joy was now a tired hunt. All knowledge was left a questioning ignorance. As from a womb obscure, he saw emerge the body and visage of a dark unseen, hidden behind the fair outsides of life. Its dangerous commerce is our suffering's cause. Its breath is a subtle poison in men's hearts. All evil starts from that ambiguous face. A peril haunted now the common air. The world grew full of menacing energies, and wherever turned for help or hope his eyes, in field and house, in street and camp and mart, he met the prowl and stealthy come and go of armed, disquieting, bodied influences. A march of goddess figures dark and nude alarmed the air with grandiose unease. Appalling footsteps drew invisibly near. Shapes that were threats invaded the dreamlight, and ominous beings passed him on the road, whose very gaze was a calamity, a charm and sweetness sudden and formidable, faces that raised alluring lips and eyes, approached him armed with beauty like a snare, but hid a fatal meaning in each line, and could in a moment dangerously change. But he alone discerned that screened attack.